How are you, Liv? We're on. You can throw the headset on. Really appreciate you coming out and doing this. I know it's hard to sum up a game like this, but what was going through your head in that locker room when you were with your team after this result?
Just reflection, you know, reflection on the season and where we came from the beginning, from non-conference play to this, you know, historic run in the NCAA tournament. Just the growth that we had, and the special opportunities and each and every one of my teammates and how they evolved over this year. It's very cool to look back and reflect.
What was it like to take the floor in front of the thousands of Coyote fans that were here? This was the best USD atmosphere you've played at all season.
You're right. Our Coyote fans spoil us rotten. We're so spoiled that they drove down here, so many of them, so many people from farther than Vermilion who came. They spoil us rotten. I don't know how else to explain it. We're so lucky that helped keep us in the game and helped carry us to keep it close at the end. So thank you to all the Coyote fans that made the trip.
Talking to Liv Corngable after Michigan gets the win in the Sweet 16 over South Dakota. I know in a moment like this, after a hard-fought game with a lot of intensity, it can sort of be hard to have perspective. But what can you say about Hannah and Chloe and Reagan, folks you've played with for so many years, and that coming to an end on this court here tonight?
Right. I hope that the four of us really just leave here with no regrets. You know, we've had all kinds of different careers across the four of us, but I think, you know, we bought into it. Everyone, you know, bought into the journey and the process, and we really reaped the benefits as a team because of that. And I remember Allison Arnes' last game against Clemson. We came back to the locker room. We had lost. She sat down, and she just said, "All right. I have no regrets. Thank you, guys." And I thought about that as a senior this year, about, you know, how I wanted to feel after. And that is exactly how I feel. You know, we led a young group to a great historic run. So we're not gonna just throw this away because we lost in the Sweet 16. We'll cherish this forever.
With Liv Corngable here of the South Dakota, we'll get you out of here with this, but so many folks have talked about you trusting the process yourself in your Coyote career, not playing a ton of minutes early on, becoming the playmaker that you've become now. How do you want to be remembered by Coyote fans here?
I think you kind of hit the nail on the head right there. You know, just someone who had a drive to grow. You know, that's all I wanted to do was to grow here and to improve in whatever capacity that would be. And luckily, you know, it got me on the court a lot. To younger girls, to people who want to get here, that's what my advice would be, was to stick to the journey and to just keep on improving yourself as much as you can. And that's kind of what I appreciate most about South Dakota, is that it gave me an atmosphere and people and mentors to do that. So it definitely wasn't a one-man job. I've had a lot of help.
Thank you so much for doing this, not just tonight, but all season, Liv, and really appreciate you getting to know you over the course of this year.
Yes, thank you very much, Carter. Thank you for telling our story. I'll never forget at the Summit League tournament, your voice. There's a video on Twitter, and it's your voice saying, "The Coyotes, rain in Sioux Falls." It's engraved into my mind, and I'll never forget that. So thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Just trying to do justice what y'all have done on the court all these years. So
thank
I really
you,
appreciate
thank you.
It. All right, that's Liv Corngable of the South Dakota Coyotes.